You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Health and wellness.
Right, it's 23 minutes before 12 o'clock. We're talking health and wellness now, and our focus today is on oral health and hygiene. There's this global research, this new global research that has revealed that parents are not being the best possible examples to their children when it comes to oral care, right? And the night brushing in, you know, also brushing your teeth in the morning, in the evening, that's emerging as an unlikely casualty of the COVID-19 pandemic. So just hearing this analysis, how healthy do you think your oral habits are? And what influence do they have on your children, if you have any, or the people that maybe you live with in your household? There was also this research that was conducted by toothpaste brand, you know, Mentadent P. And it showed that while lockdowns prompted people across the world to reprioritize their attitudes and behaviors to health and even well-being, this positive shift, unfortunately, did not translate into better oral care. So I want us to have a conversation about this. How are you keeping your oral health and hygiene? Do you still brush your teeth, you know, in the morning and in the evening twice a day? How are you keeping oral health and hygiene? Give us a call on 011-883-0702. You can also send us your voice notes on 072-702-1702 or your SMSs on 31702. There's someone who's going to join us through this discussion, and I'll be taking your calls throughout our discussion, is Emil Kai from Kai Prosthodontists, who is joining us for this discussion and help us understand the importance of oral health and hygiene. Emil, thank you so much for making time. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning, Clement. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
So I was just mentioning this research that's been done that looks at how parents are not being the best possible examples to their children. And part of the results show that fewer people are brushing their teeth twice a day in comparison to 2 years ago. It looks like there's a 5% drop in adults and 11% drop in children. How important is it to keep that oral health and hygiene and keep things like brushing your teeth twice a day?
Yes, it's absolutely more paramount than ever, Clement. We in the dental profession have been faced with quite a lot, a high increase in gum disease, in caries, and this is there's multifaceted reasons for this. The one being, as you mentioned, and this research is quite worrying, that children and people and adults fell into bad habits during lockdown. Mm. And you've mentioned some of the statistics. And I mean, the worrying statistic is that even parents even were rewarding children with not having to brush their teeth if they did certain chores around the house, which we would like to dispel that as anything but negative. And as you said, three in five said they allow their children to eat sugary foods before going to bed. One in three confessed to rewarding their children with a promise that they wouldn't have to brush their teeth. So, you know, and we've also found that now it's coming out that the continuous wearing of masks also increases and makes us more prone to dental and oral health conditions. Mm. It increases inflammation of the gums, it increases caries, which causes dry mouth, it causes halitosis and bad breath. And this is because when we wear masks, we tend to breathe through our nose, through our mouths instead of our noses. So when we breathe through our mouths, it creates more of a dry breath, it creates halitosis, a bad breath. And the dry mouth, which is a decrease in saliva plays a vital role in bacterial control in our mouth, which fights the caries. So we find in an increase in caries incidence, we find in an increase in periodontal and gum disease. And so this is the time that we really have to increase our oral health care. So it's critical. So this report, it was very worrying, because it's the exact opposite of what we're trying to put out there.
Mm. How do we increase that oral health care? Emil. How do you describe oral health?
Look, oral health is exactly that. It is the it includes looking after our gums, looking after our bones, the underlying bone, and our teeth, obviously. We must remember that the mouth is the window to the health of our body.
Mm.
So whatever goes in our mouth, that it flows through our system, and it, I think that's a very good description, a window to the health of our body. So we have to start with looking at what we take into the mouth, that's the intake, and then how do we look after it? So oral health, and during the COVID and the pandemic, we've seen a higher incidence of rashes around our mouth, of gum inflammation, as I've said already. So it's oral and dental health care is exactly that. It involves the lips, the intake, the soft tissues, our cheeks, the gums, the underlying teeth. So that is all included in our general health and oral care.
Mm-hmm. I want to take some calls on 011-883-0702. You can call us to tell us how you are ensuring this oral health care. And what examples are you portraying on your children? Are you one of those parents who tell your children to brush their teeth twice a day, but you necessarily don't? Because children often pick up from our behaviors as parents. I want you to send us your voice notes as well on 0727021702.
Morning, Clement, your team and your guest. Can they clarify something for me? I used to brush my teeth at work after eating breakfast, then after eating lunch, and in the evening at home after eating or before I sleep. Basically, it means I used to brush my teeth 4 times until a colleague of mine said, this thing is dangerous, my teeth will start falling. So is it true? Or how dangerous is it indeed? Or how healthy is it? Let me remain anonymous. Thank you.
Okay, anonymous. Emil, I mean, is that taking oral health too far? Huh? Brush your teeth after breakfast, after lunch, after dinner, like 4 times a day?
Look, this listener, anonymous, is a fantastic example. But yes, it may be a bit of an overkill. It's not so much as the number of times that we brush in. It's more the way we brush our teeth and the care that we take. So a good 2 minutes brush is far better than 5 times 20 second quick brushes. So the technique is critical, the way we brush our teeth. So, you know, it's hard to say that 4 times is too much if we're not sure how the listener or anonymous is doing it. But if it's done the correct way, fantastic. But it is slightly overkill because we really recommend 2 good brushes, early in the morning, first thing in the morning, or just after breakfast, and last thing at night.
Yeah.
That's what we really encourage.
Let's go to the lines now on 011-883-0702. Sean, you're calling us from the East Rand. Good morning.
Yes, Clement. I wanted to find out, I brush my teeth twice a day, and then I still do a salt mouthwash twice a day. I haven't had an issue with cavities or gum. I used to have major gum receding, and it seems to have helped so much. How good is it to use salt on a daily basis in your mouth? That's my question. Thanks. I'll listen on the line.
All right. Thanks for your question, Sean. Rinsing with salt every time, Dr. Kai, yes, is that...
Look, dentists, since time immemorial, have sometimes encouraged the rinsing with lukewarm salt water. There's no direct scientific evidence that the benefits of this, but we have seen it serves as a disinfectant at times, and we have seen the benefits. So if the gums are feeling healthy, is it Sean, the listener? I'm not sure. What
yes, it's Sean.
And if Sean feels the benefits of that salt water rinse, by all means, it causes no harm. Whether it's causing the good oral health is questionable, But if she feels a difference between that and not doing it at all, then I would continue using the salt water rinses. But, you know, mouth rinses have got their place, but nothing replaces, obviously, a good brushing and flossing technique.
Yeah.
And then mouth rinses are adjuncts to this.
Yeah, and speaking of flossing, Dr. Kai, there is someone who sent us a message, says, hello, how important is it to floss and how often should you do it? I find that sometimes when I floss, my gums bleed. How then does that affect my oral health?
Yeah, that's an excellent question because we often tend to overlook the advantages of flossing. And just the mere fact that the gums are bleeding is a sign of gingivitis or periodontal disease, which means an inflammation of the gums and the underlying bone. So if we see bleeding, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but we need to check it out. So I would urge that listener to get some dental attention. But flossing is critical because, as you know, the tooth comprises of a 360-degree circumference, more or less, and the brushing would tend to look after maybe 180 degrees. That's on the cheek side and on the tongue side. And then the remaining part in between the teeth also has to be cleaned. And the brushes or the small bristles don't often get to these tiny spaces. So flossing is for that reason. We need to get into those spaces between the teeth. And again, technique is everything. And we encourage a good floss once a day. That doesn't have to be twice a day.
Mm.
So flossing is very important. And the earlier we can get our children to identify this and use floss, the better it is for the general population. It may not be good for the general dentist because we may have less work to do, but it's certainly a good idea for the general population, and that's what we'd like to encourage.
Mm. And toothpicks, Dr. Kai? I mean, do you advise that we use toothpicks or must we just stick with flossing?
You know, in many dental practices, the wooden toothpicks is almost a bad word or it's something that we try and discourage because of the potential damage that it can do to the gum if it's not used correctly.
Mm.
We prefer the rubberized toothpicks, and some of the, I know all the big chemists and pharmacies stock them. In restaurants, we try and encourage restaurants to keep them instead of the wooden picks. It's just a bit more gum friendly. So, look, if it's used, again, carefully, it doesn't do too much harm, but we just got to be careful. I wouldn't use that on a daily basis instead of flossing.
Okay. Dumi, you're calling us from Waterfall. Good morning.
Hi, how are you guys? My quick question is, I just want to find out, when it comes to general oral health, how important is it to brush the tongue?
The tongue. Thank you, Dumi, for your question. Dr. Kai?
Thanks for that question, Dumi. Excellent one as well. Brushing the tongue is also very important. You know, it's not something that we say you need to do twice a day, but as we get older, depending on what we take into our mouths and depending on different type of causes, tongue becomes furry, it can harbor unwanted bacteria, and brushing the tongue can get rid of these unwanted inhabitants in our mouth. So it's a very good habit to get into, brushing the tongue. You get certain tongue scrapers, or you can even use your toothbrush, or some toothbrushes have got the back of the toothbrushes can be used to scrape the tongue.
Mm.
So if there's a good reason to do it, then you must do it. To do it just routinely, not a bad idea, but it's not something that you have to do.
A lot of our listeners are calling and sending messages, Dr. Kai, about drinking lemon juice in water. Does it decay your teeth?
The lemon juice and water, it comes with a lot of so-called health benefits. Again, no scientific evidence, but sometimes there are. We seem to think that lemon water has health benefits. The overusage of lemon, it's highly acidic, and the overusage of lemon, and especially if it's kept in the mouth for extended periods of time, is deleterious to tooth health or healthy teeth. It can lead to wear of teeth. A high concentration of lemons can wear enamel. So we've seen, and we as prosthodontists see a lot of the worn teeth. We see wear of teeth, and it's not only from grinding teeth. We see it's caused from chemical abrasion, chemical attrition, and that's caused from what we eat, like a high concentration of lemon. So I would do it, but very moderately, and probably, you know, not more than once a day.
There's another question here from one of our listeners who's asking. Miss Melo on Twitter says, please ask if it's better to brush your teeth before or after breakfast.
Yeah, that's it's a million-dollar question. And if you ask 10 professionals, you'd probably get two different answers, 50-50. So, you know, I think it depends on our personal lifestyle. If we tend to run out of the house, off to gym and then off to work and off to our busy day, then definitely I would brush it before I go out.
Mm.
If we're at home and we're going to have breakfast and we've got the luxury of having our bathroom there, obviously, brush it after breakfast before you go out. So, you know, you want a fresh breath as well before you go into the into our wide working world. So I would encourage whatever's good for you. I think it's a lifestyle preference.
Okay. And speak to us about some of the common oral conditions and diseases.
Look, the most common, obviously, is caries. That is the carious breakdown of teeth causing cavities. And then we also get gingivitis, which is an inflammation of the gums.
Mm.
Now, gingivitis, if we're not brushing correctly, gingivitis is caused within a very short period of time of us eating food. Now, if it's not brushed off correctly, that gingivitis can, over an extended period, turn into periodontitis, which is an inflammation of the gums as well as the bone. Now, over a chronic period of time, and I'm talking months to years, that can start eating away at the bone, and resulting in loose teeth. So the most common is caries, then followed by the gum disease and periodontal disease, and, you know, followed by oral cancers, followed by there's a lot of oral manifestations of systemic diseases like HIV. But by far and large, the most common is dental caries.
Mm. Any tips you have for our listeners for optimum oral health?
Look, the optimal oral health we've spoken about, I would like to just add a few things, especially in the pandemic that we find ourselves in. Very quickly and in summary, brushing twice a day, spending a good 2 minutes each time, flossing once a day, rinsing well, keeping our toothbrushes decontaminated and maybe not in a clean environment and maybe not next to the rest of the families. Just to get back to the original point of encouraging our children to brush correctly, brush with them, show them how to brush, let them get into good habits. And then because of the extended mask wearing, I would encourage an increase in water intake. It's critical to keep our mouth moist. A decrease in the caffeine that we're taking in, because this also increases dry mouth, and our mouths are already dry from wearing masks. Decrease in alcohol, obviously, also plays a role. Then use a mouth rinse by all means, but alcohol-free mouth rinses, I would encourage.
Mm.
Scraping of tongue is a good thing, also to keep that nice and fresh. And then, if possible, the smokers out there, refrain or maybe cut down or reduce smoking, especially during this COVID time, because it further enhances the unwanted bacteria in our mouth.
Mm. Dr. Emil Kai, thank you so much for coming through. This is really helpful, you helping us, strive towards optimum oral health. Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you, Clement. Thank you for having me. Thank you to the listeners.
That's Dr. Emil Kai.